Welcome back. 5:38, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And I'm joined now by Rich Campbell, Washington Times Redskins reporter. And, Redskins lose their second preseason game, 33-31 in Chicago. The first quarter, if I understand correctly, was the rude awakening. Actually, I saw a little bit of that. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how are you, Andy?
I'm doing okay. Saw your story. Class was in session Saturday night, so I got to ask you, who passed and who failed?
Well, the story was mostly talking about Robert Griffin because he did not play as well as he did against Buffalo. Now, granted, he played 12 more plays.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more opportunities for him. But there were times in which he held onto the ball too long and exposed himself to some contact that was unnecessary. He took three sacks in the game. Two of them occurred on screen passes that the Bears covered, and Griffin should have just thrown the ball incomplete and gone on to the next down, but instead he held onto the ball and he ended up losing yardage on both of those plays. So it was little things like that you take away as lessons from these preseason games, and the hope is that he fixes, you know, some of his decision-making, speeds it up a little bit, and you know, has it working for the regular season opener in September.
Yeah. How did he feel about his performance? Did he talk about it?
Yeah, we talked to him about it today and the other night, but he had already had a chance to watch the game film when we talked to him today, and you know, he's really confident. He's a confident guy. He will not just really be harsh on himself, or at least he's a harsh critic of himself, but he's very upbeat about it. You know, he takes these things as lessons and he moves forward. So he was encouraged by the way they move the ball at times, and I think he welcomes the learning opportunities. I don't think he'd love to be perfect, but he sees these as opportunities and not, you know, huge mistakes that can't be corrected.
Yeah. How about Shanahan? How'd he feel about RG3's performance?
Mike doesn't say bad things about Robert Griffin, even if he's thinking them, so that's one thing learned along the way. He's got too much at stake there to start bashing his quarterback publicly, and that's kind of in line with what he has done the entire time, except for maybe Donovan McNabb and Albert Haynesworth at one point. But
yeah.
Shanahan's very encouraging, and I think they just came away from these first two games with the mindset of any mistakes, you know, they serve as learning opportunities. And so whether it's reading the right coverages or mechanical breakdown, they think, okay, look, the games aren't counting yet. It's still early in the process. They try to keep that perspective and move forward with an optimistic viewpoint.
Yeah. We did see a little bit of a flash of him running. What do you have, I think, what, 14-yard run?
Yeah, and it was a third down, I believe, and he looked to his left and went through all his reads and saw that everybody was covered, and then he looked to his right, saw that he had an opening, and he can get to full speed very quickly.
Yeah.
And that was one of the more exciting plays. I mean, we talked about it on Friday, I believe it was, how we hadn't really seen him take off and run yet. And there were times in the game where you could tell his instinct to run was starting to take over, and then he tried to rein that in and make a pass. But on that particular play, he tucked it, got around the edge, beat the defensive end to the sideline, which he'll do 10 times out of 10 because he's so fast, and it ended up being a great play.
Yeah, yeah. All right, injuries, Merriweather and Arakpo. What's the condition on those guys?
Very good news, actually, on those two guys. The Redskins had a scare in the first half Saturday, but both MRIs show that neither guy needs surgery. Brian Arakpo just had scar tissue break up when he made that awkward arm tackle of Devin Hester on the sideline. And Brandon Merriweather's knee doesn't require surgery either. So both of those guys are out for the remainder of the preseason, and they're expected to play when the Redskins, kick off for real on September 9th.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of not playing, what happened to London Fletcher? Where was he?
Yeah, London Fletcher missed two practices last week, and Mike Shanahan, all he would tell us was that he wasn't feeling right. And, wouldn't go into it. It was very elusive when we pressed him on it. Fletcher referred all the questions to the coach, so we didn't have much to go on there. Fletcher did practice today, though, so whether it was just an illness or a physical injury of some kind, a concussion or a muscle pull or anything, he did practice today. So whatever was ailing him looks like it's behind him at this point.
Okay. Brandon Banks, 91-yard return. That put a feather in his cap, didn't it?
How about that? And, we've talked about him so much needing to make the team as a receiver.
Yeah.
Mike Shanahan said that in the offseason. and then Banks goes and has a bad game as a receiver in the first preseason game, but then takes a punt back 91 yards. And, you know, Shanahan was saying today it's difficult to cut guys who can make explosive plays like that. They just aren't around everywhere. And, you know, with Banks, no matter what he does as a receiver, if he can win you a game by returning a kick or a punt, it's hard to cut him. So
yeah.
He made that competition for that last one or two receiver spots very, very interesting with that punt return.
Yeah. And speaking of competition, we talked briefly on Friday about the battle for the kicking job. Anything good happen there over the course of the game?
Yeah, well, Neil Rackers missed a 54-yard field goal, and that was an opportunity for him to really assert himself as a leader in that competition, or at least prove that as the challenger, that he was going to make a real run at it. But he missed it wide left, which I think really opens the door for Graham Gano, you know, the incumbent, to take control of that. We'll see if Gano gets any long opportunities this week. Rackers hit from 28, so that was a chip shot. You know, nothing much to see there. But if Rackers had hit the 54-yarder, then you start to think, okay, this veteran has confidence. You know, he's proven he can hit some, you know, a long kick, but he misses it. And so I think Gano still has the edge.
Yeah. And finally, Kirk Cousins. That guy, he did okay.
He had a fantastic game. I ended up going through the game again this morning and was just so impressed by his pocket presence. And I'm writing about this for tomorrow's paper. But the guy just stood in there, you know, no matter what was going on in front of him, he was unflappable. He just kept his eyes down the field on his receivers, which is key. You know, you can't be distracted by the pass rush. You got to keep your eyes downfield, and you got to keep your mechanics in line. And he did a great job. He had one pass that he completed, a 7-yarder, to the tight end, where a defensive end ran past him and slapped him in the head. It didn't even faze him. He just stepped right up, completed his throw, and it's just incredible poise from a rookie. And with that poise came accuracy and good timing. His confidence was sky high. And so I think the Redskins, you know, it might turn out that they've really solidified their quarterback position with these two draft picks of Griffin and Kirk Cousins. And what a concept, you know, just to have this position that's plagued them for so long actually be a strength. It's going to take some time for that to develop, but Kirk Cousins, definitely a fantastic game.
Yeah, and what was the rap on him coming out of school? Why didn't he go higher, and why didn't somebody pick him up?
I think that, you know, he's not the most athletic guy, so he's not extremely fast. I think he also had a tendency to overthrow receivers, which actually we saw in training camp a bunch. You know, the arm strength is okay. You know, it's nothing too flashy, but I think the Redskins got him at the right time. You know, a mid-round draft pick,
yeah,
kind of developed. And you talk to the guys that play with him, they say he's very smart. And so that's a big part of being able to just come in as a backup and contribute. You know, he knows where to go with the ball. Players like the way he handles himself in the huddle, his confidence. And then he goes out there and is accurate. You know, one of the knocks on him is his accuracy. And so if he proves that he can be accurate, maybe takes to the coaching a little bit, and the Redskins really might have found a quality backup.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, very good. We'll talk to you end of the week. Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Andy.
See you. Rich Campbell, Washington Times Redskins reporter. Again, the Redskins lose their second preseason game, 33-31 in Chicago. 546, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.